Take control of your life by being different. There is great power in being unique. When you're different than other people, you inherently draw attention to yourself. You might be thinking that's a bad thing. You don't want to look and sound and think differently than others. When you think about it, though, your differences can be very powerful in a positive way. If you're the only blonde-haired person in a room of brunettes, you have a wonderful opportunity. You're going to be noticed in a big way. This allows the possibility of communication and developing relationships based on your difference, not because that difference is negative. It entirely depends on how you look at being different. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent. Eleanor Roosevelt. Eleanor Roosevelt was the First Lady of the United States from 1933 to 1945. That was when her husband, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, served 4 terms as the 32nd U.S. President. Eleanor Roosevelt was an insightful thinker. She was an activist and diplomat, known for her work in social activism and civil rights. Her quote above is so very important if you've ever felt that your differences from others make a negative statement about who you are. Don't let others qualify your unique differences. We oftentimes move through life letting other people control the narrative. We allow people to point at us and say, "See how he's different? That's a bad thing. He's not normal, so he must be inferior." Many times, this is just ignorance. People are often afraid of things that they don't understand. Rather than make a concerted effort to see if something different and unique can add value to a person's life, they choose instead to alienate it, make fun of it, and treat it negatively. Your wonderful and unique physical, mental, and emotional composition is beautiful. It's beautiful if you decide that it is. And guess what? No one can ever make you believe something unless you allow them to. Reach out and grab control of your life. It's as easy as looking in the mirror and telling yourself you love the person you see. You're different in so many ways, and isn't that great? You have the opportunity to draw positive attention to yourself when you put your differences on display. If someone tries to knock you down because you're not like them, remind them that they're not like you, and that's okay. We can all be marvelously different and embrace those differences. Remember what Eleanor Roosevelt said. Nobody can make you feel bad about your unique and different qualities and traits unless you allow them to. Why not embrace what makes you different? You and you alone have a unique value to share with the world that others can't.